The Other Side of Beautiful, written by Kim Locke and read by Rachel French. Mercy Blaine's house was on fire, but that wasn't her biggest problem. Flames licked orange tongues up the walls. Great billows of greasy smoke poured into the night sky. Emergency service vehicles were gathered about the burning house, lights strobing across fences, gardens, and the shocked faces of neighbors standing about in slippers, nightgowns clutched at their necks. An ambulance sat in the middle of the street, back doors flung open. Inside the pool of light spreading from the ambulance doors, Mercy stood with the dog in her arms, ignoring the paramedics. Her body was shaking and tears were coursing down her cheeks. She could hear nothing. Not the jets of water shooting into the flames, not the hoses slapping onto the pavement, not the shouted directions of the firefighters. Mercy could hear nothing but the high-pitched ringing of her own pure, absolute terror. It was almost midnight. It was the eve of Mercy's 36th birthday. None of these things, not the orange flames, nor the agog neighbors, not the birthday, nor the deafly ringing ears, were Mercy's biggest problem either. The dog gave a sudden wriggle and licked Mercy's jaw. Unfamiliar voices swam around her, ebbing vaguely at the edges of her awareness, filtering in through the squeal of horror in her ears. "Ma'am? Can you hear me, ma'am? Are you her neighbours? What's her name?" "I don't know," said a woman's voice. "We've never met."
"She keeps to herself," said a man's voice.
"Ma'am?" The paramedic was squeezing Mercy's shoulder. The dog began to lick furiously at Mercy's hands. Mercy closed her eyes and the flames were still there, blazing beneath her eyelids. There came a sound like iron cleaving apart, the rush of water battling against flames. Something cracked, groaned, and fell with a crash. Cries rose from the crowd. "Can she even hear? Maybe that's one of them, you know, hearing dogs." "It's a sausage dog,"